Welcome to a special segment of Folk Image for the show of July 31st, 1999. And I have a guest in my studio who will be performing and will be chatting a bit for the next several minutes or so. His name is Daryl Purpose, and he's had a total of 3 albums released over the past 4 years now, I guess, Daryl?
Yeah, 4 years, 3.5.
Maybe. 3.5 in that ballpark. And Daryl grew up in California, right?
Los Angeles.
Right in Los Angeles. What were your musical influences in Los Angeles? I would tend to think you might have come up in age around the time of the what was called the California Mafia, you know, the Eagles, Jackson Browne type of
I love those guys. The Eagles were my favorite group, and definitely Jackson Browne was a big influence. I also listened a lot to Paul Simon over the years, and more recently Bruce Coburn, and guys on the folk circuit now, guys like Ellis Paul.
And along the way, your 3 albums have been on the Tangible label out of Long Island. And how'd you hook up with Gary Brody?
Well, it was about 4 years ago that I decided, you know, I hadn't ever really played music for a living or as a major endeavor, and I decided I wanted to make a CD, so I got a friend of mine to produce it, and there I was, a guy who did open mics and little showcases around L.A., and I had 1,000 CDs in my living room. And someone told me, if you send an email to this address here, you'll get an email from a lot of different folk DJs. And so I did that, and thereby signed on to the folk DJ list.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw those email addresses and those DJs, and I thought, well, geez, I got a CD. So I started emailing them, can I send you my CD? And they said, sure, and ended up getting played a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I saw a post from Gary Brody at Tangible Music. And I thought, oh, you're a label? I have a CD, and I emailed him. And he emailed me back, and we almost completed the licensing deal on email.
And this must have been around 1994 or 1995, right?
This was at the end of 95.
This was in the total infancy of the...
The list, yes.
Of the list, and you know, not too many people had... Well, we're online yet. You know, it's not like the past 3 years or 2 years. But
so he took a CD that you know, really came from nowhere and got it charted on the Americana charts, and
yes,
and jump started a career for me.
I remember him plugging it to me in my days at WADN.
There you go.
In 95, I have to ask a question. Back in those days, was the DJ list as busy as it is now? If you subscribe to it now, you get about even if you go with the digests, your email is got about 1,500 lines a day that come in.
There's a lot of stuff there. Yeah, it's bigger now.
Yeah.
It's not huge. I don't think it's hugely bigger though.
Mm-hmm. I have a hard time keeping up with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
You have to send a no mail command to the listserv quite frequently.
Actually, you know what? There's a place on it that you can. Now that I know, I can go search on the web for the archives and read it anytime I want. I unsubscribe, and now I just go to the web once in a while to see if I see anything I'm interested in.
That's a suitable alternative, I guess. You know, time is of essence. How about playing a song for us? Your new album is entitled, yes, Traveler's Code, but you can play anything in your repertoire.
Well, shoot, why don't I... Why don't I do this song, Mr. Schwinn? Mr. Schwinn was as thin as a pelican's grin, and I took him my bike when the wheel wouldn't spin. When the wheel wouldn't spin, or the gear wouldn't shift for fixing a bike, the man had a gift. It was stashed in the back of his waterfront shack, his and her bikes perfectly matched like a groom and a
bride, waiting to take their honeymoon ride. He'd say one of these bikes is more than a twin, as he pumped up the tires and polished the rim. I'm saving it for my Mrs. Schwinn. Yes, the wires and the tires filled me with desire, and the sprockets and streamers were truly admired, were truly admired by all kinds of folks who watched as he carefully tightened the spokes. Yes, the chrome really shone, but if truth be known, at the end of the day, he went home alone. Yes, he went home alone by way of the pier, and he watched the tide turn and the sun disappear. He'd say one of these bikes is more than a twin, as he oiled the chain and polished the rim. I'm saving it for my Mrs. Schwinn. Bikes is more than a twin, as he tested the brakes and polished the rim. I'm saving it for my Mrs. Schwinn. Yesterday was a day that I heard someone say the old man at the bicycle shop passed away. Mr. Schwinn passed away, and my wife and I cried, 'cause he never did take that honeymoon ride. 'Twas with grim discipline that the town buried him, and the gravestone revealed that his name wasn't Schwinn. No, his name wasn't Schwinn, but I'll tell you with pride, he gave me the groom, my wife, the bride. Mr. Schwinn was as thin as a pelican's grin, and I took him my bike when the wheel wouldn't spin, when the wheel wouldn't spin or the gear wouldn't shift. For fixing a bike, the man had a gift.
Daryl Purpose performing in our studio here at Folk Image, and Mr. Schwinn. Something tells me that Mr. Schwinn is not a fictional character, knowing your interest in bicycles and your hobby of riding bicycles all over the place.
That's right. You just saw the bike rack on the back of my truck.
Yes.
And it's a Schwinn I have, actually. But that's partly true and partly not true. That story comes from some friends of mine, Deborah and Carrie Featherston, in eastern state of Washington, the Methow Valley. They run a radio station out there, KVLR, an Americana reporting 24-hour-a-day commercial station that they started on their own after the time that they moved to the Methow Valley and turned on the radio, and all they got was white noise.
They must have money. It takes a lot of money to start a radio station.
It's gone really well, too. But they also have a lot of other hobbies, and one of those is restoring old Schwinns, and Deborah was showing me a bike one day, and she said, this one was given to me by Mr. So-and-so. He was saving it all his life for the woman that he would marry, and he finally gave it to me.
And you said inside yourself at that moment, a song.
I did, actually. Yeah. She started telling me about the other bikes, but I was still back on Mr. Schwinn's bike.
You weren't listening at that point. You were that line hit you, and, you know, here's a song. Well, among your other hobbies is blackjack playing. Now,
definitely not a hobby.
Not a hobby.
Not even remotely.
A disgrace, maybe?
No, not that either. It's a job. It was a job. I started when I was 20, playing professionally, and I've done it up until I started playing music full time about 3.5 years ago.
Hmm. Those of us who don't keep up on such things or don't frequent the casinos very often think, that's a contradiction. Professional blackjack player. Okay. We look at it being something that people who have the money to gamble or don't have the money to gamble but do it anyway, you know, are involved in. But what led you to getting involved in it? You must enjoy doing that a lot.
Well, let's see. I was drawn to Las Vegas at the time. I was very excited by all the bright lights, and I always loved games. I grew up playing games. I was good at math, all those things, looking for something new and exciting to do with my life. So I moved to ran away to Las Vegas when I was 19 years old, and ran into some people in a casino, and they turned out to be no people on professional teams. I ended up meeting those people, being invited to join, and started running my own teams. And by the time I was 25, I was being called the best blackjack player in the world, and it was all downhill from there.
Were you playing music at that time, or did you start to play music at that time?
Yeah, I've had a guitar for a long time. I've had a guitar since I was a teenager. I've never played seriously or performed much until this last 3.5 years, with the exception of about 12 years ago. I walked across the country on a thing called the Great Peace March for Global Nuclear Disarmament. We walked from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and a bunch of folks formed a band on that. We stayed together for a couple of years and played pretty regularly. I was mostly a bass player, and towards the end I was doing a lot of songwriting.
That's what they mean by when they say that you were a peace demonstrator, or was this...
Peace activist.
Peace activist.
Yeah, I did the Great Peace March. We also traveled on to the Soviet Union and did some citizen diplomacy things there, and I've been to El Salvador on political trips and been arrested out at the nuclear test site and at Los Angeles City Hall protesting U.S. foreign policy towards Central America, et cetera, et cetera.
In the liner notes to your new album...
Speaking of being arrested?
Yes, Traveler's Code. Was this due to some sort of political conviction or something else?
That was something else.
That was something else. That was, what, a couple of years on... What it says here, a couple of years ago, on the day of my CD release party for Right Side of Zero, which was your first album, I was arrested and spent the weekend in jail, wondering if I would ever go or ever get to go home. With a little luck, it all worked out. We're going to leave it at that.
it's all explained in the song "Halfway Home" by, which is the first track off my second CD.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
just refer people to that.
That is the reference point for finding out the sordid details of that particular episode.
Okay. No drugs, no violence.
At least you were smart enough to avoid that. Now, there's among the various songs that appear on this album, there's a song that Lucy Kaplansky appears on doing background vocals called Ring on My Hand. How did you first get to know Lucy, and how did the idea develop to have her do the vocals on this as opposed to someone else, let's say?
Well, I opened for a couple of years ago a few times, and I've just always loved her voice, you know, and when I... my friends Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer started playing this as a duet, and I thought, "Wow, this is a good song for a duet." And the first voice I thought of was Lucy's. And sometime after that, I ran into her at the Colorado Folk Festival, the Rocky Mountain Folk Festival, and I said, "I want you to sing on this." And she said, "Great." And we made it happen, and she did it. Great, great job. She's so professional, and she's got such a wonderful voice, and I'm really, really happy to have her on the CD.
Right. She has a type of voice that stands out in the background, if that's not a contradiction, and that's what you want with a good background singer.
Right, right. Well, on this cut, though, she actually sings lead for half the song. It's
right.
It's a real duet thing.
It's a true duet. It's called Ring on My Hand, and since Lucy is not in the studio here, we're going to hear it off the CD from Daryl Purpose, the new album by him called Traveler's Code, here on Folk Image.
I woke from my sleep, 'twas the first day of living, and a fresh dew lay light o'er the land. I put on my shirt and I pulled up my sleeve, and look, there's a ring on my hand, where before both my arms had been wildly flailing for the want of a worthy command. They now hung by my side, both steady and sure. Can't you see?
Ring on My Hand, done by Daryl Purpose with Lucy Kaplansky on background vocals. That's from Daryl's new album, Traveler's Code. And Daryl is our guest in the studio in this special segment of the July 31st program of Folk Image. And you've been traveling about the past few days. Of course, I ran into you at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Yes.
It's always a great get-together. Great feeling of community after spending 2 or 3 days there. I only spent about a little more than 24 hours, but still got the feeling.
It's always a fun time. A little hot this year. A little
yes.
too many people, but
lots of people up there. You know? Same weekend as Woodstock. I didn't even realize that Woodstock was taking place on the same weekend when I was there in the same state, you know. And what a contrast, you know. Hardly
right.
expect the litter around. I mean, even have the three little bins. Every time there's a garbage bin, there's three little ones, ones for, you know, cans and recycling and all that other stuff, and everything was pretty much there, you know.
I was trying to get together some people, you know, to burn the stage down, but but you know, the idea just wasn't going over, you know.
They just sort of said, yeah, well, what kind of thrill is that, you know. We square folkies, so don't do those sort of things. But It's just an amazing contrast. I think the only police officers I saw were directing traffic toward the end of the function. I didn't even see any men in blue around. You know?
At the festival? No, I didn't either.
Just shows you they weren't needed. I mean, there was an emergency vehicle there in case anyone had to be rushed to the hospital.
And there was a lot of that.
A lot of that.
Heat and water and stuff.
Yeah, it was a challenge to keep from being dehydrated, but well worth it for those of us who were there at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival this year.
That's a great festival.
Definitely worth it. Let's see. Traveler's Code, the title for the album. Tell us how that fit together with the song that's applicable and everything.
Well, Traveler's Code is the name of the last song on the CD, and it was the last song that we wrote for the CD. I wrote it with my friend Robert Morgan Fisher, and we were worried because none of the other songs on the CD were really applicable to a title track, and then we came up with this one, and the name of it was Traveler's Code, and that worked pretty well because it pretty much describes my life in the last 3.5 years.
Yes, it seemed very appropriate the way things have been going ever since. Has this become a full-time career for you now?
Yes,
it has, and you're able to put enough gig action together to make a living.
Although the trajectory has been sharp. You know, when I started off 3.5 years ago, it was playing for tips and sleeping in my truck, and now it's I'm headlining the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley next month on a Friday night, and I guess around here I've headlined the Rose Garden Coffee House, and going to be headlining the Muse at the Grey Goose, and 3 CDs feels like it's going really well.
Yeah. 3 CDs is a sizable number of releases. You know, you're past your sophomore effort, actually, even though the second one, which I still can't come up with a title for it. I can't.
Actually, you know, we repackaged it. We sold the first 2,000, and when we ordered the next printing, we retitled it "Same River Twice."
Same River Twice. Okay, that's the new official title. I thought I'd had for a while. It was just called Daryl Purpose, I guess.
Right.
But it took a while to come up with a title. Sometimes, imagine if your child is 2 years old and you haven't come up with a name for him yet.
It was that kind of project, kind of an interim, live in the studio, one take thing.
As far as songs on that album, well, we're going to talk about singer-songwriter Heaven, and I'm losing my mind. Is that a different tuning that you don't want to get into right now?
No, I can go there.
You can go there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I can go there. This song was written by my friend Kevin Faherty, and it's a song about singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Stan Rogers and Steve Goodman and Jim Croce and Harry Chapin. Actually, it's a song about dead singer-songwriters, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, last night I had a dream. I went to singer-songwriter heaven. Jim Croce was at the gate. He shook my hand, said, "Well, you've been expected. Let me hail you a taxi, show you these heavenly grounds." So we flagged down Harry Chapin, who was out just making his rounds. Well, I gave him my best, "How are you, Harry?" And Harry said, "Up yours. I don't need your cheap imitation, son. Just get in now and close that door." He said, "Welcome to a state of mind called Alpha and Omega, where now is always sooner, and sooner is never later." Well, we took an alternative route, right on past that writer's block. Saw Graham Parsons on Kate Wolf's porch, singing country, folk, and rock. And nodding over coffee, right outside the Angelic Cafe, Townes Van Zandt, Steve Goodman, Stan Rogers, Nick Drake. So roll down your windows, steal a good line if you hear one. Give one away if you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between cloud 7 and 11. On cloud 9 is where you'll find singer-songwriter heaven.
Well, I said, stop the car, Harry. I really got to hear that conversation. He said, all right, but just remember now the meter's running and you'll be paying. I heard Goodman say, you know what the trouble is with some songwriters down on earth? Why, mucho pointless chorus and ditto pretentious verse. Well, I was sitting two tables down trying to go unnoticed and not to blush, because I knew I had been guilty of exactly what he was speaking of. And then Rogers made a point that pierced open my whole point of view. He said they need an eye for the obvious and an ear for the goddamn truth. Well, I washed down that thought with a big old Cloud 9 espresso. I got back into the cab, said, okay, Harry, there's just one thing I'd like to know. Why'd they all die so young? Seems they were all in their prime. He said, well, we need new songs up here too. Angels tired of singing the same old rhymes. So roll down your window, steal a good line if you hear one. Give one away if you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between Cloud 7 and 11. On Cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven. Well, we passed a bunch of old coffee houses, Gertie's, Club 47. I said, what are these ancient places doing up here, Harry, in singer, songwriter heaven? He said, those rooms had a spirit, son. This is where great old spirits go. You see, all those years of music, why, it gave those rooms a soul. I said, okay, Harry, I would like to stay here now. Can you get me a room on that writer's block? He said, whoa, no, can't do that, son, and I hate to send you into shock, but this is only a dream for you. You better let these sweet memories dwell, because tomorrow morning you wake up in Los Angeles. Singer, songwriter, hell. Well, I felt like I'd been choked, just like a capo on the 12th fret. But I quickly recomposed myself, then I remodulated my breath, and I said, up yours, Harry, as he brought his taxi to the proverbial stop. And I gave him $2.50 for a $20 fare, just to piss him off. So roll down your windows, steal a good line if you hear one. Give one away if you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between Cloud 7 and 11. On Cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven. Roll down your window, steal a good line if you hear one. Give one away if you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between Cloud 7 and 11. On Cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven.
Daryl Purpose, my in-studio guest here on Folk Image. www.folkimage.com, of course, is the website you have accessed. And, well, you decided to express your art as a musician and a songwriter. Did you, or do you along the way at times feel that you may want to express it differently, like as a storyteller or as a performance artist or maybe even as an actor, would be a more apropos for something that you want to express from time to time rather than the song medium?
No.
No? It's always come out that the song would be the superior way to express what you need to express.
Yeah, I think so. I like storytelling also, but storytelling in song or about song is...
It prevents you from having to depend on words exclusively.
On songs exclusively, right. But because storytelling still involves words.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, the word standing alone is kind of scary. You know, at least.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The music.
Yes. The music can at least.
You know, I've just always been drawn to the song form. You know, I've always been inspired and motivated, you know, from riding around on my bike and listening to Red Rubber Ball on AM radio, and, you know, through it all. You know,
and all those other novelty top 40 hits of the 60s. Yes. Okay. Another, I don't know if duet is the word for it, because I'm just getting used to the album and familiar with it myself, But Ellis Paul appears with you on one of the tracks from the new album, Traveler's Code, a song called Child of Hearts. How long have you known Ellis, and how did this duet materialize?
Well, I live with Ellis in just north of Boston, so that was part of it. So he was close by. Mm-hmm. He's always been one of my favorite songwriters, and I wanted to have him on the CD, and he wanted to participate, and it was our last night. He was leaving the next morning at 6 a.m., and you know, most of the CD was recorded in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. but we were going to try to find a place to record a part of his, and 2 a.m. the morning, four hours before he left on a plane, we went out to some friends of his house and put down this part, and turned out to be magic. It's probably my favorite track on the CD.
So it was a home recorded effort.
Well, a little more. It was recorded at the Fox Run Studios, and Neil's got a little more than a home recording.
I've been there. I've been there. You can put on house concerts and be, you know, come up with a very professional sound mix. So. It's a little bit more sophisticated than what we're running here at Folk Image. Okay, we'll give it a listen from the album. Daryl Purpose along with Ellis Paul. The song is called Child of Hearts.
Past came knocking at my door with the winds of the card game long ago. There, gift wrapped in a pink dress and bow, stood the four-year-old child I thought I'd never know. She looked at me, this red-haired child of mine, and she stared and turned her gaze away. I reached out, touched her on the arm, say, why do you look from me that way? She said, you're not the papa of my prayers, you're not the king of hearts across the sea. You are big and scary and almost never home, you're just not the father I thought you would be. A little girl was never in my plans. See, I'd make my way with a serenade. I can't show my heart round the queen of spades, but a child of hearts makes me afraid. And I don't mean to let you down, it's just I'm not the kind to have and hold. Someday you'll need me and I'll be around, but right now I'm gonna sing you this song of the road. Across the sea, you are big and scary and almost never home. You're just not the father I thought you would be. Now, friend with some advice to give, she said, just do better than your dad did. And that's a game that even I can win. See, I never even met the man. Now is life what happens in between all these things we plan so carefully? Now a child of hearts is in front of me, so please, little girl, don't give up on me. She said, you're not the papa of my prayers, you're not the king of hearts across the sea. You are big and scary and almost never home, but please, Mr. Stranger, don't give up on me.
Daryl Purpose, along with Ellis Paul, from the latest release by Daryl called Traveler's Code, and that's Child of Hearts on the Tangible Music label. And Daryl is my in-studio guest on this July 31st edition of Folk Image, and it's nice to have him aboard here for the past 35 minutes now, almost. As we continue to chat a bit about this new album, another standout is The Last Kiss of the 20th Century, and I'm glad you go into detail there and point out that it's really not going to be the last kiss of the 20th century. It's last kiss of the 1900s. You basically clarify that in there. But tell us about the inspiration behind this song and how it came to be.
It was just one of those things that popped out. Probably be better just to play it.
Okay. You can do that right now if you'd like.
Where did that song come from? I don't know.
You might remember by the time you get done with it.
Right. It's called The Last Great Kiss of the 20th Century.
It was Friday, December 31st, 1999. All those New Years that came and went, but I was gonna make it special this time. So I walked on down to Venice Beach and I found her apartment there. Knocked on the door and she looked kinda surprised. She said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" Well, I said, "I've noticed you looking at me, and lately I've been thinking about you quite a lot. Sometimes we let these things slip through our fingers, and sometimes not. I don't know if it was what I said or how I said it, and I don't know that I care. 'Cause we walked on down to the Santa Monica Pier, and I figured we'd be part of some fireworks there, and the moon shone bright. Rolled off her hair, and the crabs nipped our feet, and the salty air, and the time flew by as I looked at my watch and whoa. Come on, baby, here we go. It was the last great kiss of the 20th century. No time to think about the millions before me. I took her in my arms. Rest was history. When it was over, she said, "Hey, that was really something. Now this thing we've done, and I don't mean to disappoint you, but you know, new century doesn't start till 2001. So when the confusion cleared and I scratched my head, I said, "Well, you're not as dumb as I look. But I look for reasons to take chances, 'cause it makes me feel good. And I don't often know what I am doing next month, much less next year. But if you wanna meet me same time, same place, you know I'll be here. And the moon will shine bright, roll off your hair, and the crabs will nip our feet, and the salty air, and the time will fly as I look at my watch and whoa. Come on, baby, here we go. It'll be the last great kiss of the 20th century. No time to think about the millions before me. I'll take you in my arms. Rest will be history." Now, I've always been afraid of leaving this world without making my mark. But I know that all my good intentions will fail if love don't play a part. So the next year I was walking down to the pier, but I was not alone. Well, there was a woman walking beside me, and I had my arm draped around her shoulder. And we were pushing a stroller, that's right, a baby stroller. And on the occasion of little Millie's three-month-old birthday, we thought we'd take her down and show her where it all began. And the moon shone bright, but she didn't have any hair. And the fireworks roared, and the baby was scared. And I picked up that baby, and I lifted her high, and I kissed that child. Said, baby, don't you cry. It was the last great kiss of the 20th century. No time to think about the millions before me. I took her in my arms. Rest was history. It was the last great kiss. It was the last great kiss. It was the last great kiss of the 20th century.
Daryl Purpose, my guest in the Folk Image Studio here at folkimage.com, and The Last Great Kiss of the 20th Century from his new album, Traveler's Code. Now, most of the time you play solo, but you do have accompaniment from time to time. Tell us about Daryl S.
Daryl S., the lovely and talented Daryl S. will actually, she's coming out to the East Coast next week for a CD release show at Club Passim.
Mm-hmm. And she's your violin player.
She's my violin player, and she's all over all three CDs. She's met me in various places: Texas, Florida, mm-hmm. now in Boston, and we play a lot in California together, where she lives. Mm-hmm. And her name's Daryl too. I tell her that if we get married, she'd be Daryl Purpose. She tells me that
Daryl
her husband
Purpose
probably wouldn't approve.
Daryl Purpose and Daryl Purpose. Spelled differently, though.
Right.
I should point out to your listeners that her name is spelled with only one R, and yours is with two. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Any other musicians you tend to play with on a semi-regular basis? Is there a band configuration for Daryl Purpose or not?
Nope, it's pretty much been solo.
Pretty much been a solo. Solo effort. Okay. One song that I particularly like that we haven't already covered yet is on the live album, the song Dangerous Game. Tell us a little bit about that, and then
Well, this was one of the songs that came from, I wrote it with Robert Morgan Fisher, and it came from my history as a blackjack player. Well, it started there anyway, and I was telling Robert some story, and he said, Daryl, there should be more songs about some of the seedier things you've done. And so we wrote a few. This one starts out in Sri Lanka and covers a few different places along the way. Sort of a travelogue, sort of a rolling travelogue. Sri Lanka, two civil wars, wonder in the day, the other at night. I was counting cards at the house of risk. I was a little ahead, I was doing all right. Tapped on the shoulder, led to a room. He called it his office, but it felt like a tomb. We were from different worlds, but there was no language barrier. He said, it's a very dangerous game you're playing. I said, I know one scarier. Killington, Vermont, New Year's Eve, passing on the left, passing on the right. I left my helmet back at the bar. There was ice on the road, there was ice on my bike. The cop pulled me over, top of the hill. I walked the line, I knew the drill. That's when he gave me the lecture, the whole chapter and verse. He said, it's a very dangerous game you're playing. I said, I know one word.
Nevada. Underground tests, marchers with guns, marchers with signs. Greenpeace soldiers on a backcountry action. All the way to ground zero we climb. The Wackenhunts waiting in their ATVs, guns cocked and ready, tell us to freeze. They were protecting a bomb blast. Now what could be stranger? They said it's a very dangerous game you're playing, but they don't know from danger. Front porch, her house, 3 a.m. I'm feeling loose, doors locked up tight. I reach for the doorbell, but then I wander off in the middle of the night. And I'm crazy with cold feet, can't make up my mind. Let it drag out, play for more time. And there was just one message on my message machine. She said, it's a very dangerous game. I said, I know what you mean.
Daryl Purpose, my in-studio guest with Dangerous Game off his live album, originally entitled Daryl Purpose, now called Same River Twice. How can people get in touch with you if they want to employ you for a night's entertainment?
DarylPurpose.com is a good way to start. www.darylpurpose.com.
Oh, so you have your own URL now.
There you go.
Okay.
You can also be found on the songs.com website.
Right, right. And your travels take you all over North America, probably, right?
Just the United States.
Just the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. My pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Jeff.
We don't have guests too often on Folk Image, but we like it when they can come down and take part in our humble surroundings and play some music live.
It's my pleasure.
Daryl Purpose here on Folk Image.
Sunrise in a warm desert morning. I'll be your honey, you can be my hero. It's been a while since the card smiled, and a warm fine day. I'll be heading down the road on the right side of zero. There's a break-even point, I know. Just where it is so hard to tell. But if you don't know where even is, how can you know if you're doing well? Before you disappear when I count to ten, I'll be your honey, you can be my hero. Till then I'll be counting on you. Tell me when I'm heading down the road on the right side of zero. Well, there's a break-even point, I know, and I will find it. But if you don't know where halfway is, how can you know if you're young or old? There's a dirty little war down south covered like a baseball game, and you hear about the players like you hear about your sporting heroes. But this is life, this ain't no game, and I think we should leave people to their own ways and head on down the road on the right side of zero. There's a break-even point, I know just where it is, so hard to tell. But if you don't know where even is, how can you know if you're doing well? Springtime, sunrise in a warm desert morning, I'll be your honey, you can be my hero. It's been a while since the cards smiled, now one fine day I'll be heading down the road on the right side of zero. Heading down the road on the right side of zero. Down the road on the right side, on the right side, on the right side. Heading down the road on the right side of Z.